Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, along with one of the men of the hour here in center, Jason Kelce, who has signed a new seven-year deal that will keep him with the Eagles through the long haul. And, Jason, the first thing I have to ask you is, you signed your big contract. How do you celebrate? You celebrate by going to work out here at the NovaCare Complex?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, you sign a big deal. I work out here all week, regardless of contract situation, I guess. Unless I wasn't under contract anymore, that would break that. But, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do to celebrate. I think that's the last stage of this process. I'm not really too worried about that right now.
What does it mean that in the last couple of days here, Jason Peters has been signed to a long-term deal, you've been signed to a long-term deal, and Riley have been signed to long-term deals? What does it mean that the organization is taking care of its own?
Well, I think it's huge. First of all, I guess if we can start here. The organization has a commitment to rewarding players who do things the right way on and off the field. They play well. They represent the team well. They fit the culture, the chemistry, the team direction. I think that's huge. But on the other side of that, I think you also see a genuine commitment from the players. I think everybody's excited and everybody sees the genuine enthusiasm with this team right now and where it's going. So I think on both sides of that, you see a good commitment, and I think that's huge.
How do you characterize your season? Because I think a lot of people forget that you were coming off the ACL injury in 2012, yet you slide into the starting lineup and you're in there for pretty much every snap of the entire season. In this new system, how would you characterize the performance that you had here in 2013?
I think I had a great year. I think my job was made easier by, you know, four other offensive linemen being extremely well and a good running back and a good quarterback. So, you know, we have a great offense. We have a great offensive-minded coaches. And, you know, the ACL was just something that, was just another thing I had to overcome. And I think we have great trainers here with this organization. Joe Appella handled all my rehab. And, from day one, we were all fully confident that I'd be able to be back in 2013.
How would you describe your road back? You know, you're sitting here today with this long-term deal, but I'm sure back then when you're going through those leg stretches and all the exercises you had to do to get back on the field, did you think that this day was going to be coming?
I don't think as a player, you try not to really ever think about this day. All you really try and think about is the current day. You know, that's all it was during rehab. That's all it is during the season. All you're focused on is getting better each and every day. And that's the culture that, you know, Chip and this whole organization is all about. So, I think when you get caught up about looking up into the future, get caught up worrying about the future or, contract extensions, whatever, Super Bowl championships, you know, all you can control is the day that's at hand and trying to improve each and every day. So that's how I handle my rehab. That's how I handle the season. And that's how I generally go about things.
Jason, you have a player like Riley who has a chance to hit free agency. What does it mean that he doesn't even want to look at what the market's going to bear for him, that he wants to make sure that he's locked into the long term here with the team?
And I think that goes right back to what, you know, I was just talking about. I think, you know, there's a reason why there's been three guys in the last day to re-sign new contracts. And I think, you know, you're going to see a couple more coming here, hopefully in the near future, because everybody's really excited to be an Eagle. I think, this is an organization where the players, people that aren't even here see, fans see, that it's headed in a direction that is only going up. And, that was something that I think you're seeing start right now with these re-signings.
Jason, you've had quite a busy offseason. You signed your seven-year deal today. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks back, you participated in one of the best events here in the city of Philadelphia, Wing Bowl, and not just as a celebrity participant or an onlooker or a judge. You were in the competition itself. You even trained for the event, having a wing off here at the NovaCare Complex. What was that experience like for you?
Well, you know, that was the second time I've been to Wing Bowl. I went last year as a spectator. Okay. But, it's a great event. It's fun. Goes towards a lot of good causes, charities, whatnot. And it's just, might not be a family occasion, but it's a good one to go to. So, you know, when they kind of approached me, asked me if I wanted to be in it, and, I was, more than excited to be able to participate.
What did you think of your actual performance in it? 65 wings, I think, was the number.
Well, if you would have told me beforehand that 65 wings, could you eat that? I would probably said no. I think 65 wings in 14 minutes sounds hard, But then when you look at what everybody else did, it kind of looks a little wimpy. So I would rate my performance a C overall.
What's the atmosphere like, though, of the adrenaline pumping? And
yeah.
It's a competitive event, so.
It's very competitive, and as soon as they start counting it down, the adrenaline starts pumping, and, you know, that's really what powers you through. I think, you know, without that, I'd probably max out around 40 to 50 wings. But, you know, the adrenaline's able to push it through.
Now, more recently, you took part in a polar bear plunge. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. There's a polar bear plunge in North Wildwood that, you know, the proceeds all go towards various charities, but the main one being, you know, Fallen Heroes, which goes towards different fallen police officers, firefighters, families, and everything like that. So it was a great deal. It was an awesome event, and I was more than happy to participate.
It was you and Todd Harriman's. I mean, was the water that cold? I mean, it's been
the water was cold. It was actually
a bad winter here.
Well, it was a nice day though. It was like 55 degrees, so it really wasn't too bad. But the water was pretty freezing.
Jason, you have Todd there. The entire line is locked up through at least the 2016 season.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for you guys moving forward as you can build upon this first season working together and now moving ahead knowing that it'll be the five guys, all of you guys together up front?
You know, I think our offensive line had a great year last year. And we got better, I think, as the year went on. That's the most important thing. And, you know, the fact that we're able to continue that continuity, you know, barring injury, you know, the continuity along the offensive line is always huge. And just being in this system through another year, these coaches and the perfectionist that I know Jeff Stoutland is as the head offensive line coach, I only see this offensive line improving.
Jason, congratulations. Jason Kelce, 7-year contract, keeping him in Philadelphia for the long haul. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.